Washington County Little League All-Stars are on the air. Today's game, softball 7-8-year-olds, is Washington County versus Columbus. It's made possible by Woodson Lumber Company, HEB in Brenham, Batter's Box, Kiki Egg Farm, Bluebell Creamery, Christ Lutheran Church, Guadalajara Mexican Restaurant, Wellman Insurance Agency, Eric Benitez with Cedar Frame Real Estate, A1 Quality Plumbing, Texas Farm Credit, Whataburger in Brenham, Dominan Associates, BVR Materials, Blinn College, Cody Real Estate, Tielemann General Contracting, Washington Animal Clinic, Brandon Industrial Group, Burton Friends and Neighbors, Citizen State Bank, Plan North Architectural, Mr. Gaddy's Pizza in Brenham, Double D Glass Services, Blue Bonnet Petroleum, K&H Portable Toilets, LaRoche Chevrolet GMC Buick, Bank of Brenham, Collier Construction, DDM Pipe and Steel, Brandit Graphics, Mr. Windshield, Felder's Buy and Buy, Seidel Schrader, Green Duck Services, Thrivent Financial, Bilski Water Well Services, La Morelos Meat Market, Pro Auto Supply, J&J Packing, Conjure Tile, and Brenham National Bank. We'll go to the field for the pregame with your hosts, Doug Brown and Daryl Kiki, after these words from our sponsors.
Hi, friends. Gary Durenberger with Bank of Brenham. Being local, friendly, and mobile is at the core of Bank of Brenham's commitment to our customers and the communities we serve. Being local means we're conveniently located in downtown Brenham, in Chapel Hill, and Bryan College Station. Being friendly means, well, being friendly. And being mobile means the ability to manage your account from the convenience of your smartphone. Local, friendly, mobile. Three really good reasons to bank with Bob, 836-3332, or online at bankbob.com. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender.
J&J Packing Company in Brookshire is a USDA federally inspected wholesale and retail meat distributor specializing in pork products, fresh or frozen. Need a roasting pig or custom processing? Call J&J Packing at 281-375-6060 or place an order for your next barbecue or party. J&J Packing is a proud sponsor of the Washington County area sporting events. J&J Packing on West Highway 90 in Brookshire, Texas.
Want to support a local business with local employees? Come to Brenham's Napa Auto Parts. Pro Auto Supply isn't owned by some out-of-state corporation. It's locally run by caring employees who not only are the best countermen in Brenham, but only sell high-quality parts so you won't get stranded. Hydraulic hoses made while you wait. Thousands of parts for your cars, trucks, and tractors, and a huge inventory of filters. Come see Brenham Napa Auto Parts at 1102 South Austin at 5th Street or call them at 836-1964. Napa keeps Brenham moving.
In a world where plumbing issues have you drained, call a company that can provide same-day service, free inspections, estimates, and A1 quality plumbing service. A1 Quality Plumbing in Brenham can do just that, whether it's for residential, commercial, or even an emergency. With over 25 years of experience, they do repairs, remodeling, and new construction. Call 830-1877 today. That's 830-1877. Or go online to a1qualityplumbers.com. Family owned and operated. License number RMP 15749.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and we welcome you out to Roberts Field in Burton, Texas, and the 7-8-year-old softball district-only tournament has come down to the final two teams, Columbus and Washington County, and tonight it is the start of the championship round. Now, if Columbus wins, they're the champions. Washington County wins, we got to come back here tomorrow night and play one more winner-take-all game. And, Daryl, I know we had talked one of our previous broadcasts. These are the two best teams here, and they're the last two standing.
Last two standing. I mean, Sealy and Washington County played a really good game last night. They had to go extra innings for Washington County to get here. So they're really even. If Columbus plays like they did against Washington County when they played a few days ago, it's going to be tough. But Washington County hit the ball the best I've seen them hit the last two innings last night. And hopefully that carries over to today, that they come out hitting the ball. Their visitors, Coach Meyer, nine times out of ten takes visitors anyway. And when you're confident in your team on scoring runs early, to get ahead and put pressure on the other team, you want to be visitors. Now, when you're in a championship game, sometimes it's best to have the hammer that you get last at bat and everything. But he lost the toss today, so we don't know what he would have done and stuff if he did win it. But Columbus, this little girls team, I talked to the coaches, and they play as a tournament team together. And as we're going to see tonight, if they play to their form that they've been playing, you'll be able to tell that they play a lot of tournament ball and been playing together. Washington County, same thing. They have quite a few of the girls that play tournament ball, but they're going to have to come out and really hit the ball. And every game that I've watched them, they have that about an inning and a half where I'm going to use the word brain freeze, that they start throwing the ball around instead of getting it back to the pitcher, and they give up a lot of free runs that way. They're not going to be able to do that tonight against Columbus. Columbus, you're going to see they're going to run the bases. They're going to bunt the ball and everything. Coach Meyer's been bunting the ball a little bit more with his girls, and that's what it's come down these last four games that been played here tonight. A lot more bunting.
And we got more to come here on the pregame, but first let's send you back to the studios and let's hear another 2 minutes from our sponsors.
Summer's here, and you know what that means. It's All-Star season. Before you travel to the games, stop in a Guadalajara restaurant in Brenham and enjoy your favorite Mexican entree. Or eat the delicious buffet every weekday during lunch and Friday and Saturday in the evening. Having a team get-together to celebrate your wins? Bring your Little League team to Guadalajara and use a private dining room. The next time you're craving Mexican food, head to Guadalajara at 1308 Prairie Lee in Brenham.
Are you planning a home renovation or construction project? Look no further than Woods & Lumber. The stores in Brenham, Bryan, Caldwell, and Lexington are fully stocked with the best selection of lumber, building materials, doors, and windows. They have everything to bring your project to life, from top quality lumber to a wide variety of doors and windows. Their knowledgeable staff is here to help you every step of the way with expert advice and guidance to ensure your project is a success. Visit Woods & Lumber and let them help you make your dream home a reality.
When contractors, suburban farmers, and do-it-yourselfers need metal products and tools, they all go to the same place, DDM Pipe and Steel. With locations in Brenham and Bastrop, DDM Pipe and Steel stocks everything you might need for your metal building project. Their online catalog at ddmbuildings.com shows their extensive inventory of metal products, including roofing, angle iron, and tubing. And DDM's highly skilled staff are happy to answer any questions you have and make sure you get the right parts for your job. DDM Pipe and Steel. Personal attention for your next project.
The Blinn College District is proud to support Washington County students on the field, on the court, and especially in the classroom. With the Blinn College Washington County Scholarship, eligible Washington County residents who recently graduated high school could receive up to $1,000 in tuition support during their first academic year. The scholarship is open to part-time and full-time students, and you can take classes online or on any Blinn campus. So learn more today at blinn.edu/scholarships.
All right, as we come back here, the both teams been introduced out here on the field, and now for our national anthem.
Through the perilous fight, o'er the ramparts we
portion of the anthem.
Good luck, ladies.
And we'll be back with the first pitch after we hear another 2 minutes from our sponsors.
Introducing Whataburger's new Bacon Steakhouse Double. With creamy steak sauce, crispy fried onions, aged cheddar, and crunchy bacon, this is a special occasion burger. But what is a special occasion? A day at the park? That's special. Your Friday meeting getting canceled? Special. Uninterrupted alone time spent with your innermost thoughts swirling through your consciousness? Sure, why not? Any occasion can be a special occasion with the Bacon Steakhouse Double. Available only at Whataburger for a limited time.
Since 1980, K&H Portable Toilets has been bringing clean, convenient, portable, self-contained toilets to this area's county festivals, fairs, concerts, and other special events, as well as your commercial, residential, or industrial work sites. K&H Portable Toilets, a family-owned and operated business, prides themselves in superior service to the community. Call K&H Portable Toilets at 836-0552 or stop by 1201 Highway 105 in Brenham for your next special event or work site. Remember, the job's not finished till the paperwork is done. Go Washington County All-Stars.
Breathing, it's just what we do. But is the air you're breathing even clean? Do you even know? That's where we come in. Holly here for Green Duct Services.
Quack, quack.
Let us come in and clean your air ducts to reduce allergens, improve air quality, remove mildew, and increase energy efficiency. Our only job is literally to change the air you breathe. So give us a call today, 979-421-9191, to book your appointment or for a free estimate. You can also check us out, greenduckservices.com.
Collier Construction is pleased to be a part of the Brenham community and proud of the area youth. They support the local youth in their efforts to excel in all areas, whether it's in academics, sports, music, or drama. They send their thanks to the managers, coaches, Little League boards, and parents of Washington County for their time and support during the All-Star season. Collier Construction congratulates the All-Stars and wishes them good luck in their upcoming games.
And Avery Myers sends this one to ground ball to the pitcher, and she'll pick it up and throw to first for out number one. As we start the top of the first inning, it's going to bring up Stella Church now. Doug Brown and Darryl Kiki with you on this Sunday evening. Special Little League coverage right here on KWHI. Pitch is up high for a ball, and it's 1-0.
Yeah, you want to get Meyer on. She can really run those bases and stuff, but hit them back to the pitcher. That's pretty much tonight going to be an out.
Yep. And in the pitcher circle for Columbus is Emery Chester. Kennedy Kuhn back behind the plate. And Church fouls that one away. Right side of the infield, Callum Barton at first base. It's Landry Stanchik at second. Left side of the infield, River Schulte at short. Ava Ratley at third in the outfield. Addie Worland in center. Taylor Gleck in left. And Perry Alexander in right. And this one to ground ball to second. And throw to first. And it's two quick outs here. And now that we have Lily Landaway.
She hit one last night off her mom's leg and stuff, so mom might be a little gun-shy here. Lily, she hits the ball really hard up the middle when she's on.
She certainly does. And first pitch to her is taken for a ball. And while we got a moment here, want to send best wishes out to Lily's grandma Neville, who we understand is in the hospital. And if you're listening out there, want to wish you all the best and hopes for a speedy recovery. And that one, fair ball down the line. And Landaway is going to end up at, it's going to be a single. I think there was some confusion as if it was fair or foul. And umpire signaling fair, so Landaway's on with a hit. Working with a three-man crew here tonight. One behind the plate and two doing the base pass. And that'll bring up Bradley Margis. And this one, a high pop. Pitcher over, makes the grab for out number three. So in the inning, there were no runs. One hit, no errors, and one left on. We go to the bottom of the first. Washington County nothing. Columbus coming into bat. Back after we hear 60 seconds from our sponsors.
Plan North Architectural Company in Brenham offers a wide range of architectural services, including construction documentation, consultation, concept designs, master planning, interior design, city permitting, program management, and construction administration. Plan North, the architectural company passionate about creating spaces that are beautiful and functional. Plan North Architectural Company in Brenham proudly supports the Little League All-Stars. They hope you'll join them in showing support for the youth during the Little League All-Star Games.
Start preparing for warmer weather and keep your livestock cool with a new stock tank from Woodson Lumber. They have any size to fit your needs and budget. Woodson Lumber offers a wide range of treated fence posts, barbed wire, and field fence to suit any property size and keep your livestock secured and protected. With expert staff to guide you and high-quality products that cater to your specific needs, Woodson Lumber is your one-stop shop for everything you need to thrive in your farm or ranch. Come visit us today in Brenham, Caldwell, and Lexington.
We can go to the bottom of the first. Columbus fixing to come to the plate. And for Washington County, it's Avery Meyer doing the pitch. And she's in the pitcher position, back behind the plate. Remy Baker catching. Right side of the infield, Bronny Margist at first. It's Remy Drain at second. Left side, Lily Landaway at short. Stella Church at third. Outfielders Ava Merkley in center. Bage Collins in left. And Audrey Smith in right. And pitch foul back by Addie Whirlin, leading things off here for the Columbus All-Stars.
Not the start we wanted to have there, buddy, with three out of four up and down.
Yep. And this one to pop up. Landaway backtracking. And
nice
she'll
job.
Make the grab for out number one. And now that'll bring up Emory Chester. And next pitch, bounce up there, a ball, and hits 1-0.
Both of these teams are going to make, 9 times out of 10, all the routine plays, yep. And that's what they're going to need to do tonight.
Foul back into the screen. Bounced up there at ball, 2-1.
He talked that also. That's a lot of pressure on the pitcher up there that's got to throw those strikes. You start yep. bouncing, you start thinking about it.
Yep. And Meyer. Wow, what a great catch
yeah.
there.
That had single all over it up the middle. Little Meyer.
That's just really, that's a reaction play
yeah.
there.
Yes, because he right up there with him.
And this one back to the pitcher, and Meyer will throw on the first. Yeah, kick the out. It's a 1-2-3 inning. No runs, no hits, no errors. Nobody left. We go to inning number two. No score here from Burton. Back after we hear 60 seconds from our sponsors.
Would you like to be part of something bigger than yourself or even Brenham? While we gather for worship on Sundays and Wednesdays like most churches, at Christ Lutheran, there is so much more to the story. Like the vast number of lives impacted in our region and beyond are responding to God's love and sharing what we have been blessed with. Want to make a difference or simply be a part of a community that cares about others and relationships? Come just as you are, Christ Lutheran, where everyone fits.
Are you looking for a new home or wanting to sell your ranch? Pody Real Estate has been active in all aspects of real estate since 1978. They're family-owned and operated in the heart of downtown Brenham with everything from residential and country homes, farms and ranches, unimproved lots, acreage, and commercial property. Visit online at hodyre.com to see their listings or call 836-8532 and receive the professional real estate marketing and representation you deserve. Hody Real Estate, roots for the home team this baseball season.
And And back we go here to start the second inning. No score here from Burton. And Washington County and Columbus going at it. Remy Baker to lead it off. And we were talking during the break there. We got a big crowd here tonight.
Yeah, this is huge. But think about it, Doug. Where else would you want to be as a daddy or a grandpa than watching a youngster play ball?
There you go.
I mean, with base hit.
And that's really good hit there for Baker. And second hit of the game for Washington County. And that's going to bring up Ansley Growlander.
You know, I told him by 7 o'clock we'd have the shade over the whole field, the air conditioner's on. Yep. So what else? And the nice thing, Doug, if you look in the stands, it's like a Christmas tree. There's red and green mixed together.
Yeah.
And, you know, the first inning, if that's anything we got to see the rest of these, this is going to be a heck of a game.
Yep. Next pitch, that's going to be popped up. Catcher gave a shot, but it dropped in. So Growlander will get another pitch here. This at bat.
She's been hitting the ball really well to the outfield also.
And Growlander foul tip. And sends this one down the line. That's going to drop in fair ball. Baker heading for third. Growlander going into second base. And the throw got passed. And Baker's going to keep on running. And she will score to make it 1-0 in Washington County. And so now that'll bring up Remy Drain. Pitch swung on and missed, and it's 0-1.
Talking to Remy's mom before the game, Lacey, I played a lot of ball. Just told her, I said, from a parent and a coach standpoint, you don't want to make this bigger than it really is. Because the kids know this is a championship game.
Yep.
And if we have the tendency to talk, you know, Columbus is a really good team. They beat us bad the first time. Well, they're beat before they get out on the field.
Yeah.
So you got to be positive, relax, joke with them.
Yeah.
As a base hit.
And Green drops that one in. Growlander scores. And it's 2-0 Washington County. And that'll bring up Presley Parker now. And still nobody out here in the second inning. Pitch down low ball. Good job there by Parker laying off that one a little on the low side. And foul tip, it's 1-1.
No outs, right?
Correct. Three batters, three hits. And this one back up the middle, and they're going to step on second for one, and that's all they're going to get the lead out, or get the lead runner out. So one down, and that'll bring up Paige Collins.
She didn't have a chance to get there with that. The second baseman was maybe 5 feet away from the bag when she stopped it and just had a step on it.
And that one back up the middle, she's going to get another chance and going to run to the bag, and that's out number two. And now that'll bring up Ava Merkley.
You think Columbus scouted us pretty good? They got their... We like to hit the ball up the middle.
Yeah.
They got that second baseman really cheating the middle.
Yeah. Yeah, she's not far from she's not the regular position.
No.
She's not too far from that bag at all. And Berkeley swings and misses the first pitch, 0-1. And that one is going to be in the center field, a base hit. And that's two runners on. And that'll bring up Audrey Smith.
Nice line drive by Merkley. Smith's been hitting the ball really good these last two games also. Her mom must have given her batting lessons because we know her, her dad ain't give her no batting lessons.
And foul back, 0-1.
John, he's sitting right behind us. So I was kind of trying to get him to hit, get him riled up a little bit.
And Smith swings and misses, and it's 0-2.
Come on, Audrey. You got it.
Smith and then Brentley Kmitch would be due up next. Two on, two out, or a couple of runs in for Washington County. They lead it 2-0 here in the top of the second. And Smith swings and misses, and she's down on strikes. Out of reach on the side, but Washington County puts up two runs on four hits. There were no errors and two left on. And we go to the bottom of the second. Washington County leads it 2-0. Back after we hear 60 seconds from our sponsors.
Brennan Industrial Group, your hometown waste and recycling company in Brenham, offers a wide variety of services. Residential, commercial, and construction waste removal and recycling. Metal recycling. Portable sanitation. Container rental. Their scrap yard is open Monday through Friday, 8 to 4. Their collection station is open Monday through Friday, 8 till 5, and Saturday, 9 till 1. Big would also like to wish all the Little League players good luck on their All-Star Tournament and special luck to all the All-Stars from the Big family. Brennan Industrial Group, your hometown waste and recycling company.
Tielemann Construction and Steg and Tielemann Plumbing, your hometown builder since 1956, have earned the reputation as one of the premier custom home builders in Washington County. They're family-owned and operated and known for their quality of materials, workmanship, and keen attention to detail. For custom residential homes, barn dominiums, remodels, and light commercial construction, choose Tielemann Construction and Steg and Tielemann Plumbing. Visit online at TielemannHomes.com to make your building's visions come to life.
I'll keep it till she gets back.
All right, and back we go here. And it's Callum Barton, Perry Alexander, River Schulte to bat here for Columbus in the bottom of the second inning. Washington County with a 2-0 lead. And pitches down low for a ball to Barton. And Barton fouls that one back into the stands.
Almost a nice catch by one of the fans.
Yep. And this one is back up the middle of base hit to center. And Barton is on. And they'll run her back, make sure she stays on the bag there at first. And that'll bring up Perry Alexander.
You're the first runner for Columbus tonight.
Yep. And pitch is bounced up there, a ball. And pitch taken for a ball. It's the last of the district-only tournament still going. And pitch taken for a ball last night. 7- and 8-year-old baseball. It was Washington County Green taking the tournament championship. And that was over in Hempstead. And this one, a pop into shallow left. It drops in for a base hit. And runners try to go to third. And they get it back into Meyer. And Meyer better get back into the circle.
Yeah, that is a really salty team. If those youngsters stay together as a family and a team, Daryl's prediction is that's the next team that could go to the World Series if they stay together.
Very good.
They are solid. You saw it last night.
Oh, yes. They are very good.
When you can turn double play, well, they turned three of them last night.
Three of them last night, yeah.
They catch the ball in the outfield, and this is 7 and 8 year olds.
And gun the guy out at first.
Yes.
throw to first. They get one out. The run will score. She'll be back to the pitcher. Meyer gets the out at first. Coming in is Barton for the first Columbus run to make it 2-1. And now Alexander moves over to third. And it'll be bring up Landry Stanchek. And then also in the 9-year-olds tournament last night, it was Grimes County defeating Washington County twice in that tournament. And Grimes County wins the 9-year-olds.
You know, you get on a roll if you win that first one. You get on a roll, you really want to play back-to-back like that.
Yeah. Now ball back to the pitcher, and they'll throw to first. The run comes home.
Two outs.
They got the out at first, but it's now tied 2-2. And bring up Olivia Lowe. Pitch taken for a ball. And ground ball back to the pitcher. Meyer knocks it down. Throw to first. And that will tie the side. But Columbus does come back with two runs and two hits. No errors and nobody left on. And we move on to the third inning. We're tied 2-2. Back after we hear another 60 seconds from our sponsors.
BVR Materials, a locally owned and operated company proudly serving Washington County and surrounding communities. They stock locally sourced select fill, general fill, sand, and topsoil. BVR Material also keeps limestone rock, limestone base, 3x5 riprap, and they have access to many other types of material. BVR Material does more than just haul dirt. They do house and barn pads, driveways and roads, ponds, and dozier work. Just call 979-530-5476. That's 530-5476. BVR Materials. Wish all the Little League All-Stars good luck this season.
Since 1933, we've been your hometown bank, serving you and the community, better banking the way it should be.
Brenham National Bank supports our Washington County Little League All-Star teams. Good luck in your tournaments, and we hope you make lasting memories along the way. Brenham National Bank, member FDIC.
Serving the community, looking out for you at Brenham National Bank.
And back we go. First pitch to Brindley Kmitch is down low for a ball, 1-0. Be Brindley Kmitch, and then back to the top of the Washington County batting order with Avery Meyer and Stella Church. And this one back up the middle. Pitcher knocks it down, throw to first, and that's one away.
Both coaches, the last two batters, had to do some dancing on the mound. That ball coming back at them.
It certainly did. Robin Landaway was doing the pitching for Washington County. About had to do the limbo to get out of the way of that one.
She was twisting and turning. Might see a bunt here.
Yeah, Avery Meyer batting.
He's to move up in the box if she is.
Yeah, she's going to slap this one back to the pitcher.
And she's
on. First, she's safe. Meyer beats it out.
When she gets older, if she learns to, if she could go from the left side and learn to slap, she could be on 9 out of 10 times.
And that'll bring up Stella Church now. So one out, one on. And first pitch to Church is high, ball one. And that
was a good shot.
in the center field base hit. Meyer keeps right on running. She's heading for third. And they get to the pitcher.
Church is standing on second.
Yep.
Great base running.
Certainly was.
Missed the batter you want up, too. With base hit's going to get us, too.
Yeah, it'll be a Lily Landaway. Landaway singled her first time up. Yeah, that one. Knocked out past the third base bag. One run will score. Throw to third. And she's in there safely. And Landaway is going to end up at second base. And so Meyer scores to make it 3-2 now, Washington County.
Second and third again.
And Bradley Margis the batter. And pitches the ball 1-0. And that one is going to be in the center field again. It's going to get one home.
It'll be two.
And scoring is Church. Scoring is Landaway. And now she's going to take off for second and be there.
Heck of a try by the little pitcher. Instead of staying in the circle, she thought she could catch her.
Yep. And probably would have been better trying to flip that. And so now with those two runs coming in, it's now 5-2 Washington County with Remy Baker to bat. And pitch taken for a ball, 1-0.
Baker had a nice hit to left field last time.
Yep. And this one, a ground ball to third. Go to first, and she is out.
Nice scoop by the first baseman.
And meanwhile, Margis is going to move to third. So two down in the inning now, bring up Ansley Growlander.
Need a big hit here.
Yeah, this one's going to be popped up. Back goes the shortstop, and she will haul it in for out number three. But in the inning, Washington County does put three runs on the board. Three hits, no errors, and one left on. And we will move on to the bottom half of the third inning. Washington County leads it 5-2. Back after we hear 60 seconds from our sponsors.
The team at Texas Farm Credit supports local communities and agriculture with reliable financial services, and we are ready to support you as well. If you're considering purchasing a farm, ranch, or any place in the country, give Texas Farm Credit a call. We have been lending money for over 100 years, and we'll be around at least 100 more. We also offer lines of credit, home loans, and ag insurance. Call us at 836-2572. Visit online at texasfarmcredit.com or stop by our office at 1301 Highway 290 East in Brenham.
Kendura Tile Incorporated at 1004th North Park in Brenham is your floor specialist. Kendura Tile has been owned and operated by the Kendura family since 1967, and they are avid supporters of the youth of Washington County. The owners and staff at Kendura Tile congratulate the Washington County boys and girls for making the Little League All-Star teams and wish them luck during the tournaments this summer. Kendura Tile thanks all the coaches, parents, and Little League Association for making this experience possible for our young people. Go Washington County!
All right, as we come back here, Kennedy Coon, Taylor Glick, and Bryn Shiflett to bat. Yeah, we're in the bottom of the third. Washington County leads this one 5-2. And Thomas Cole waiting for the Columbus catcher get her gear on and make her way out here. Washington County catcher, I should say. Washington County catcher, I mean.
It does kind of, when you got Columbus pitching, you would think they would have their catcher back there.
And so, it's getting used to the coach pitch here. And this one, line drive off the glove of Meyer.
Church picks it up.
Throw to first, and she's going to beat it out. Meyer dove for that one, hit off her glove, and then the third baseman there for Washington County, that's Stella Church, picked up, tried to get the out at first, but
didn't miss it by much.
Yeah, Coon just beat it out, and then bring up Taylor Glick. Yeah, pitch foul back. And pitch is taken for a ball, 1-1.
Well, we had that north breeze blowing that Canadian mist the other night.
Mm-hmm.
And now you felt that breeze just a while ago.
Yep.
It's off of Lake Burton just on the other side of the Dollar General. It's coming blowing in here. These people are getting a bonus tonight.
And this one down the line.
Chow.
Martin just gave it a good try to try to get over there and get it. And so this will be the fifth pitch of the at-bat for Glick. And foul back into the screen. And this one, foul ball.
Battling up there. She got to swing at everything right now.
Yeah, you got one on, nobody out. We're in the bottom of the third. And this one is going to be over to first base. It still got her. And so Marge is still picking the ball up, but still managed to get the out at first.
Had that crazy spin on it.
Yeah.
If she would have let it go, it probably would have rolled foul, but she had trouble picking it up. Now.
Yeah, Bryn Schiff with the batter, and time is called. And meanwhile, that two still ended up being a bang bang play. Yep. Over there at first.
So many of these young girls, you don't see them running through the bag.
Yeah.
They start stutter stepping when they get about 2 foot from the bag. If they run through it, she probably would have been safe.
Yeah. And pitch is taken for a ball. It's 1-0. And take it for a ball, 2-0. And this one's going to be popped up. Land away over and makes the grab for out number two. And that'll bring up Josie Leyendecker. One on, two out. And pitch to Leyendecker. She'll take for a ball. It's 1-0. And this one, a ground ball is short. Landaway up with it. Looks the runner back. And just that short hesitation allowed Leyendecker to reach. Infield hit. And now back to the top of the Columbus batting order with Addie Whirlin. And Columbus now with two runners aboard. Washington County still with a 5-2 lead here in the third, bottom of the third inning.
If they can find this third out here and score five runs, they're going to put a lot of pressure on Columbus.
And foul tip, that's 0-1. And that one sent out to center. And
oh, they run up together.
And they crash together, and the ball drops in. And coming home to score is going to be Coon to make it a 5-3 game. Landaway and Drain were both going to the ball, and more kind of collided and dropped in. And so now Emery Chester, the batter.
Runners on second and third with two outs for Columbus.
She could potentially tie this with a hit. Yeah, pitches a ball, 1-0. And that one over the short Landaway. Throw to first and throws off one. And the runner will score.
Oh.
And two will score. Now they've got a run.
Get her in it.
And they will put the tag on her. Now the runs come in. And we're tied up 5-5.
Two runs.
Yeah. And so we go to the, we're halfway through this one, all tied 5 apiece. Back after we hear 60 seconds from our sponsors.
When you shop for a new car or truck, you probably don't look at only one make and model. You want choices. When you buy insurance, you should have choices too. At Wellman Insurance Agency, that's what we do. Because we're an independent insurance agency, Wellman Insurance can offer you many choices of insurance companies for your new vehicle. Companies you're familiar with, like Travelers, Nationwide, Safeco, Germania, Progressive, Hohine Prairie, just to name a few. And we'll search for the best discounts available. Get more choices by calling Wellman Insurance Agency today. Or visit our website at wellmaninsurance.com for the location nearest you.
Tielemann Construction and Stegen Tielemann Plumbing, your hometown builder since 1956, have earned the reputation as one of the premier custom home builders in Washington County. They're family-owned and operated and known for their quality of materials, workmanship, and keen attention to detail. For custom residential homes, barn dominiums, remodels, and light commercial construction, choose Tielemann Construction and Stegen Tielemann Plumbing. Visit online at TielemannHomes.com to make your building's visions come to life.
All right, as we come back here for Washington County, it's going to be Remy Drain, Presley Parker, and Paige Collins to bat. We're in the top of the fourth, all tied up at 5 apiece with Washington County and Columbus. This is the 7-8-year-old coach pitch district tournament. Columbus wins, they're the champions, and Washington County wins. We come back tomorrow night and do it all over again. High pop back to second base, and backtracking is Stanchik for out number one.
I was just going to say, how many times when you see a defensive player make a really good play and then they come up to bat, they're usually good things. Remy almost hit it over her head.
And it's Presley Parker, the batter now. Squares away the bunt and pulls the bat back for a ball. It's 1-0. Yeah, this one's going to be popped up and foul over towards the Washington County dugout. Yeah. And this one, a ground ball over to third.
Oh,
in between the third baseman's legs. And Parker will reach. And so an E5 there.
Now batting, number 17.
And now Babes Collins will come up. And pitch to Collins, digging for a ball. And this one's going to be popped up. And nobody called it. Drops in. And they throw the second, and they'll step on the bag.
Safe.
Whoa.
She couldn't find the bag.
What? Okay.
I think they're going to get an appeal on this one.
yeah, that one was... Yeah, because it dropped in, and then she threw the ball in the second to try to get the out. And the Columbus coach not happy with that call.
And when you have the ball that much ahead of the runner, 9 times out of 10 they are, but she was kind of dancing to try to find the bag, and I think that's where...
I mean, we couldn't tell from here, but she must have missed it.
Yeah.
And so Ava Merkley, the batter now, so two on and only one out. And that one is going to be a base hit. And well, comes in the third, and third, oh, got away. Parker scores. Collins is going to be in the third.
Big hit by Merkley there.
Yeah, and that'll make it 6-5 now, Washington County. And brings up Audrey Smith. And Smith says that's going to drop. That'll score one. And two, it's a two-run single for Audrey Smith. And that will make it now 8-5 Washington County.
Columbus coach calling time to bring his girls together to settle them down a little bit.
And Brindley commits the batter.
Come on, baby.
Time is called. Coaches talking to their respective players. And Washington County now has batted around in this because the inning actually started with Kamich. Actually, no, I'm looking at this one. Never mind. Because Dane started the inning, so Kamich. So now Washington County will have batted around twice in the lineup. And after Kamich, they go back to the top of the order with Meyer. 3 runs have scored, so the most Washington County can get is 2 more runs in this inning. And it's batting with one on, and still only one out here. And this one, a ground ball to third. At third baseman, booted the ball. And runners are safe everywhere. Oh, no, he did call her out. I thought she, that looked from here like she was in there.
She was safe.
Yeah.
If they would bring it to New York, we would overrule it. But Keith can't. I don't think from there.
And so that'll be 2 down now.
Safe.
Now they did overrule it.
That is the correct call.
Yeah, I thought so.
I know the Columbus fans and the coach didn't like that. He gave the wrong signal.
Oh.
He meant safe.
Now he's calling her out again.
It's
So that's two down now. And back to the top of the order with Avery Meyer. So Meyer with runner at first and two down here. Washington County with an 8-5 lead. Foul back.
Probably shouldn't say it on the radio, but they're even now.
Yeah. And that one is going to be a base hit in the right field. And Meyer is aboard again. And they'll bring up Stella Church. Church 1-for-2. Singleton scored her last time up.
Two outs here. Runners on first and second for Washington County.
And Church waiting on the pitch. And back in the middle. And second baseman going to run to the bag, get the out. And so that'll retire the side. But in the inning, Washington County does come up with three runs. And we go to the bottom of the fourth. It is Washington County 8 and Columbus 5. Back into we hear 60 seconds from our sponsors.
Everyone at Burton Friends and Neighbors Park invites you to support the Washington County All-Star teams this summer by attending their tournaments. Burton Friends and Neighbors is an avid supporter of the youth at Burton. That's why the folks with the Burton Friends and Neighbors work so hard building and maintaining the sports park in Burton. For more information about Burton Friends and Neighbors, call 451-3441. Go Washington County All-Stars! Here's wishing you a great season from everyone at Burton Friends and Neighbors Park Project.
Felder's By and By put the convenience in the term convenience store. When you're in a hurry and don't have time for the hassle of a large grocery store, head to Felder's By and By at 2111 South Market in Brenham. They offer grocery staples like bread and milk, snacks, fountain drinks, ice, lottery tickets, and top quality Shell gas. Need to cash a check? Take advantage of their check cashing service. And it's so fast. Park right at the door, run in, buy what you need, and say bye on your way out. That's Felder's Buy and Buy, the convenient convenience store.
All right, we go to the bottom of the fourth inning. It is 8-5, Washington County leading Columbus. And for Columbus, it'll be Ava Ratley, Callan Barton, and Perry Alexander. And this one, a ground ball to second. Oh, second baseman boots the ball, and Ratley will be safe. First error committed by Washington County in this one. And that was Remy Drain having a little trouble fielding the ball. And we have Callan Barton now.
It's a big inning for Washington County, just like it is for Columbus. They have their middle of the order up and, trailing by three.
Yeah.
For them, they really need to put a five spot for Washington County. We really need to hold them here and could give a little breathing room.
Pitch swung out and missed. And this one swung out and missed. That's two strikes now on Barton. And this one's going to be popped up back. And it's a full fire going to drop foul just to the left of the third base line. That's a one ball, two strike count. And foul tip. And so that is a strikeout of Barton. Foul tip into the mid. And that's good concentration by Randy Baker behind the plate.
That was a bang bang.
Yep. And Perry Alexander to bat now. So one on, one out here for Columbus. Pitch down low for a ball. And pitch taken for a ball. And down low, ball three.
Coach is disappointed in himself. He had to turn around and walk back. She got only two pitches left now.
And she said this one, that is going to be over into right field. And Ratley's going to end up over third. They overthrew. Ratley hesitating, and she's going to stay up third.
Good hustle by Baker.
And they'll bring up River Schulte. So runner second and third, only one out.
Have only one out with the runners on second and third.
Next pitch. Schulte swings and misses 0-1.
River took a big swing there.
Yep. And this one down the line, hooking foul. Foul. And foul tip. Two strikes now on Schulte.
Young lady takes a big hat.
Yeah. And she sends that one in the left field base hit. That's going to get a run home.
Coming two.
And they're going to run it back to the bag.
Threw
it away at first. Tiffany's going to end up at second. And it's a two-run single, and two runs in, and cut the Washington County lead 8-7. And Landry Stanchuk a bat.
Still only one out with a runner on second.
And takes the pitch for a ball, 1-0. And that one fouled away. That's going to be the end of the stands.
Got a double error in the stands, though. Hit two of them in a bad spot right in the hands.
And next pitch. That's
my God, up the middle.
And Schulte not hesitating coming home. And she will tie it up at 8-8.
Solid line drive up the middle.
Yep.
Nothing WC could do with that one.
Yep. And now Olivia Lowe, the batter. Yeah, she pops this one up. And
made
the catch for out number two. Yeah, she and Church were both going for it. Luckily, Meyer caught up to it and got past, no collision there.
And the Columbus runner stayed at first. So that was a big play for us, too.
Yeah, so now Kennedy Kuhn batting.
Now we got two outs with the runner on first.
And Kuhn swings and misses 0-1. Pops that one foul back in the stand. And it's 0-2.
Come on,
taken for a ball.
It'll be the fifth pitch. Yep. Got a swing.
Two balls, two strikes. Runner at first, two down. And ground ball to third. Church will throw on the first. And
nice play.
Get the out through a tie on the side. But in the inning, Columbus ties it again. As it's now 8-8, we go to the fifth inning. Back after we hear 60 seconds from our sponsors.
Experience business growth and success like never before with Branded Graphics in Brenham. As your ultimate marketing solution provider, they offer a range of services from commercial printing, signs, banners, and custom apparel to promotional products and marketing services. With their expertise, Branded Graphics becomes your trusted full-service branding partner. Visit BrandedGraphics.com and let them be the driving force behind your business's success. Branded Graphics wants to wish a special good luck to all the All-Stars from the Big Family in their district tournament games.
Whether you're building a new home, buying a new home, or needing insurance for your current home, Dahman & Associates in Brenham can help you save money. Dahman & Associates, your local Germania agent, offers many discounts on homeowners insurance to help lower your premium, like discounts for a new home, being claims-free, for central burglar and fire alarm, and having companion auto and life insurance or a liability umbrella policy. To save money on your homeowner's insurance, call Dahman & Associates, your trusted local Germania agent in Brenham at 836-4241.
All right, as we come back here to the top of the fifth inning, we are all tied up at 8 apiece between Washington County and Columbus. Coming to you tonight from Roberts Field in Burton. Doug Brad and Darryl Kiki with you here on KWHI, 1280 AM and K269DU, 101.7 FM. And, of course, across the World Wide Web at KWHI.com. And it will be Lily Landaway to lead off the fifth inning here for Washington County.
They got the heart of their lineup up right here, too, for Washington County. Really need to put a five spot up.
Yep. Yeah, Landaway sends this one, and fly ball out to left. That's going to go all the way to the fence. She's got at least two, possibly three. Landaway digging for third, and she is going to be safe. And nearly, that was a close because she overran the bag and then had to get back in there before the tag. But a leadoff triple there for Landaway.
Yeah, she did bypass that bag, but she got her hand back in before the third baseman tagged her.
And now that'll bring up Briley Marges. Thomas called a checking on Landaway. I'm wondering, maybe got a little turf burn sliding back in there.
I think she got tagged up high.
Yeah, they're checking. And checking on her. Coach Meyer and Coach Landaway, both over there.
That's a really, really good start right there.
Yep. And now Marges to bat here. Marges one for two. Had a two-run single her last time up. And that one up high for a ball, 1-0. And that one out in the center field, that's going to drop in for a hit. Run scores, run to go in the second.
Oh,
safe. Pop fly double, and that puts Washington County in front 9-8 now. And then Marges, she actually tripped on the turf going in and then had to get back up and dive into second. And so the run is in. Washington County's retaking the lead. And that'll bring up Lindy Baker.
Come on!
pitch taken for a ball. Still nobody out here in the fifth. And Baker, ground ball over to third. Went through the third baseman's legs over to short. And Baker would beat it out. And that'll bring a Bansley grounder with two on.
Still no outs. Runners on first and second.
Next pitch. Taken for a ball. It goes back to the backstop. And that one back up the middle. Pitcher knocks it down. Throw to first. And gets the out. That's one down. Marges moves to third and Baker to second. And that'll bring up Remy Drain.
All right, Remy, let's go.
And this one back to the pitcher. And they're going to go home and put the tag on her. And that is an out. And Marcus now is going to be hurt as the tag was on. I think it went through the mask and got her in the face.
She had the ball. She had the ball. She had the ball. She had the ball.
So Marcus gets up and go back to the dugout. And so that's two outs now. Drain reaches on the fielder's choice. And it'll bring up Presley Parker. Parker's been on base both times, fielder's choice and an error. Got runners at second and third, two down now. Washington County has retaken the lead 9-8. And pitch is taken for a ball, 1-0. Like to see Parker get some insurance runs here.
That was a huge play getting it out at home.
Yeah. And this one a high pop, and the pitcher's going to call for it and haul it in. We're out number three. So in the inning, Washington County comes up with one run on two hits. There's one error and two left on. We go to the bottom of the fifth. Washington County leads it 9-8. Back after we hear another 60 seconds from our sponsors.
Thrivent is the proud sponsor of the Washington County Little League All-Stars. At Thrivent, we believe money is a tool, not a goal. Let us work with you to create a financial approach that reflects your priorities and helps you protect the things that matter to you, like family and giving back. Call us at 979-836-0693 for an appointment today.
The Blinn College District is proud to support Washington County students on the field, on the court, and especially in the classroom. With the Blinn College Washington County Scholarship, eligible Washington County residents who recently graduated high school can receive up to $1,000 in tuition support during their first academic year. The scholarship is open to part-time and full-time students, and you can take classes online or on any Blinn campus. So learn more today at blinn.edu/scholarships.
And as we come back here to the bottom half of the fifth inning, and for Columbus, it'll be the bottom three in their batting order, Taylor Glick, Bryn Shiflett, and Josie Leindecker. And Margis is okay. She's over there taking throws at first during the warm-ups, so she's ready to go. And now Glick will bat. Washington County leads us 9-8 here in the fifth inning. And that one, a ground ball to second. Throw to first. It's dropped.
The first baseman drops it. She's safe.
That'll get a runner aboard now for Columbus. and brings up Bryn Shiflett. And pitch to Shiflett. She's going to take for a ball, 1-0.
That breeze feels good, doesn't it?
Yeah, oh, very much so. And Shiflett takes the next pitch, and it's 2-0. Let's go, Bray! And bounced up there a ball.
Get two more pitches.
And that one is going to be smacked into left field base hit. And the two runners are born now for Columbus. And it brings up Josie Leyendecker.
She's last, she's number 12.
Yep, and then after Leyendecker, then they go back to the top of the order with Whirlin. Squares away the bunt and bunts this one foul. Good thought. Just one thing about bunts, you got to make sure you get them down.
And you need to be in the front of the box, you know.
And ground ball to third. And they're going to run to the bag and get the lead runner. That'll be out number one.
Huge. Top of the order.
Yes, it is. Addie Whirlin. And Whirlin swings and misses 0-1. Whirlin 1-for-2 in the game. Last time up, had an RBI single and a run scored. Got two runners aboard, one out here in the fifth. And this one, a ground ball knocked down by Meyer. And they're going to go to third and get the out.
Play.
Heads up play by Meyer, gets the lead runner again. And so Emery Chester, the batter now. And it's a Leyendecker to second, whirling on at first, and now Chester the batter. She had a two-run single her last time up, and takes a pitch for a ball, 1-0. And that one is in the left field base hit. And on her way home, and they've got the play of the plate, and she's out.
That was huge. What a tag. What a throw, and what a tag.
And so that'll tie the side in the inning. No runs. Two hits, no error, one error, and one left on. We go to the sixth inning. Columbus, Washington County leads Columbus 9-8. Back after we hear 60 seconds from our sponsors.
Stay on top of your game year-round with the Elite Baseball and Softball Training Facility, the Batter's Box. Located in the baseball capital of Texas, take part in the 2024 Summer Baseball and Softball Camps. All you have to do is go online to register today. And don't forget to book your summer birthday parties while availabilities last. For more info, check them out online, battersboxbtx.com. That's battersboxbtx.com. Good luck to all the area's Little League All-Stars from everyone at the Batter's Box.
Since 1933, we've been your hometown bank. Serving you and the community. Better banking the way it should be.
Brenham National Bank supports our Washington County Little League All-Star teams. Good luck in your tournaments, and we hope you make lasting memories along the way. Brenham National Bank, member FDIC.
Serving the community, looking out for you at Brenham National Bank. That's what we do.
A On we go to the top of the sixth inning, and Washington County leads it 9-8 over Columbus here in this championship round game. Now, if Washington County can hold on and win tonight, then we're coming back here for another winner-take-all championship game tomorrow. But if Columbus can rally in the bottom of this inning and win it, then the tournament's over. And Bates Collins, the batter, foul tip. Oh, well, they're going to say it's in front of the plate. Throw to first, and she's out. So quick out there, and that'll bring up Ava Merkley. And Merkley's 2-for-2 in the game. Two singles, an RBI, and a run scored.
She hit the ball hard twice.
Washington County would like to get some more insurance runs before they had to go to that bottom of the sixth. And Merkley ground ball to second. Second baseman bobble the ball. Go to first, and she's out. And Audrey Smith, the batter now.
This is big here. We need to get some base runners.
Oh, yeah. Smith fouls that one back. It's 0-1. And down low ball. And that one foul over towards the Columbus dugout. And that one a ground ball to third, knocked down. Throw to first.
Wow.
Three up and three down inning. To the bottom of the sixth. Washington County with a one-run lead, and we're going to see how this all transpires as we hear another 60 seconds from our sponsors.
Blue Bonnet Petroleum is your distributor for Chevron with Techron gasoline, diesel fuel, and lubricants in Washington County and the surrounding area. No gasoline gives you better mileage than Chevron with Techron. When it comes to buildup, cleanup in your engine, no other gasoline performs like Chevron with Techron. That means better mileage, better acceleration, and better engine protection. Blue Bonnet Petroleum, your Chevron distributor in Brenham at 4181 Highway 36 North, 979-836-2531.
Kiki Egg Farm proudly supports the Washington County Little League All-Stars and would like to give a very special shout-out to number 4, Charlie Majeski. The owners at Kiki Egg Farm take great pride and satisfaction in providing your family with a healthy dietary option packed with protein and key nutrients. Look for Kiki Egg Farm's fresh eggs at your local grocery or convenience store and finer food markets. Congratulations and good luck to the Washington County All-Stars. Take state!
All right, here we go to the bottom of the sixth inning. Columbus needs one to tie and two to win. Washington County, if they can keep them off the scoreboard, can force a winner-take-all game tomorrow night in this tournament. And for Columbus, it's your 3, 4, and 5 hitters, Ava Ratley, Callan Barton, and Perry Alexander.
Huge to keep this leadoff batter off, though.
Ratley's been on base. Is 1-for-2. Got a reach on there last time and came around to score and fouls that one back. And that one is a base hit in the center field. And the leadoff hitter is on for Columbus. And now that'll bring up Callan Barton.
It's a clean line shot up the middle. Nothing WC could do on that one.
Barton 1-for-2 with a single and a run scored. And pitch to her is taken for a ball, 1-0.
I know this is your fourth batter in the lineup, but if DK was over that third, we'd be bunting.
And bounced up there a ball. And that one knocked out by Meyer. Throw to first and gets the one out.
Good play by Meyer.
And so now it'll bring up Perry Alexander as Radley moves to second. Alexander's 2-for-2, two doubles and two runs scored. Got to keep her off the base. If she gets another hit, then we're going to be tied again. And takes the first pitch for a ball.
Because this little girl on second, she can run.
And this one popped up.
That's two.
Got it. That's two. And brings up River Schulte now. So Columbus now down to their final out.
Oh, my. Fans have woken up, if you can hear them.
This place is electric. And this one all the way. A one count. And bounced up there a ball. And foul ball. And that one down the line at foul. Two strikes now on Schulte.
Fifth pitch. He got a swing here.
Yep.
Two outs.
Well. And that one is going to be
called
by Moses. And we will be coming back for another game tomorrow night. Washington County gets the win 9-8.
I mean, this is what a game, you know. They both played really solid ball.
Columbus 8, Washington County 9.
Tomorrow's for all the marbles.
Yep. They will come back here and do it again tomorrow night.
Great game by all the ladies tonight. We'll see everybody again tomorrow.
We're going to come back with the post game after we sit back in the studios and we'll hear 3 minutes from our sponsors.
On your way home.
Washington Animal Clinic, quality veterinary medicine and surgery for large and small animals, supports the youth of Washington County. Washington Animal Clinic is especially proud of the Washington County Little League All-Stars and their coaches. Good luck to all of the All-Stars out there from Washington Animal Clinic, 2100 Highway 36 North in Brenham. Keep your pets and livestock happy and healthy. Visit Washington Animal Clinic, 2100 Highway 36 North, or call 836-4531 to make your appointment.
In Texas, every season is grilling season, but the days are longer. We know you're just itching to have a good old backyard barbecue with your friends and family. Luckily, H-E-B makes it easy. Make just one stop when you're shopping for those summer parties. Grab steaks, hamburgers, hot dogs, buns, drinks, and sides all in one place. That way you can hurry back to the fun in the sun. Make H-E-B in Brenham your summer headquarters, located at 2508 South Day Street. No store does more.
Seidel Schrader congratulates the members of the Washington County All-Star Teams. Your selection recognizes the hard work you put in during the regular season. Seidel Schrader has been providing quality tax, accounting, consulting, and audit services since 1967. They strive to elevate and serve others through their offices in Brenham, College Station, and Katy. And they've been recognized as one of the top regional accounting firms in the Southwest. Seidel Schrader wishes good luck to all the Washington County teams in their All-Star tournaments.
If you're in the Brenham area, don't let the team spirit stop on the field. Load those buses and bring the whole team to Mr. Gaddy's Pizza to continue the fun. There's tons of parking and room for school buses. Bring the team and get the ball rolling at the all-you-can-eat pizza buffet, then show off your skills in their arcade filled with classic video games, Connect Four basketball, and more. Mr. Gaddy's Pizza in Brenham, where your team can eat like champions. Voted best pizza and wings in town. Located just off Highway 290 next to Flamingo Ranch.
Hey guys, Eric Benitez here. I'm deeply honored to have been chosen as Washington County's favorite realtor, along with Cedar Frame as a favorite real estate brokerage through the Banner Press. I'm grateful to be blessed with the resources and support to serve our community, and I'm devoted to our local youth and sports. In fact, with your support, last spring we were able to award 4 student athlete scholarships. The real estate market and technology have evolved over the years, so we're doing things a little different when it comes to selling and marketing your properties. If you have any questions about your home's value, please reach out to me, 979-830-3914.
There's one word when you think of La Morelos, and that word is fresh. That's because their meat market offers fresh-cut meat to your specifications. They have fresh produce and freshly made Mexican pastries daily. They serve breakfast tacos and lunch plates Monday through Friday. It doesn't get any better or fresher than at La Morelos. Open 7 days a week, 7 a.m. till 9:30 p.m. Visit La Morelos at 1501 South Market in Brenham. The next time you want fresh, La Morelos wishing all the Washington County All-Stars luck on this year's season.
All right, as we come back here once again, your final score, Washington County wins it over Columbus 9-8. And Daryl, this is how you do a championship game, because I mean, top to bottom, just very well played for both teams.
Yeah, it was a clean game. Neither team had that inning where they normally brain freeze. Both teams made plays at the plate that were huge outs, the way it turned out. Just a complete championship game, the way it should. Well, up to the total championship game, yep. But tonight would have been it for Columbus. But Washington County came out, and they didn't want to lose. They wanted to play another day. So they kept the pressure on. They scored pretty much every inning. It wasn't 5 runs all the time like you like to get. Columbus never had that big inning after the first either. And, you know, anytime you keep 2 teams in it, young kids like this, you know, there's going to be that, they're going to grip that bat a little bit tighter. And it's just a tough, a tough deal where both teams played tremendous. Mm-hmm. And, you know, that's what you want to see. Mm-hmm. You know, that old saying, it's hard to beat somebody twice. Mm-hmm. But yeah. Washington County has all the momentum right now going into tomorrow. You know, Columbus is going to come back, and they're gonna play hard just like they have been the whole tournament. You know, this is their first loss. So you don't know how that's going to affect them. You know, some teams, they come out and they're mad because they do it. And some teams come out that when they experience a loss, they're down. They don't know how to handle it. I think the coach, they do a great job there, just like Coach Meyer and his crew do over here, that both of them are going to be ready to play. I still think it's going to come down to that one inning where tonight we were lucky not to see throwing the ball around. I think it's going to come down to that. I think we're going to need to see a little more bunting in different situations to put a little bit more pressure to get that extra run and everything. But I think big innings are going to be the name of this game tomorrow.
All right, and we got more to come here on the post game. Let's send you back to the studios, and let's hear another 3 minutes from our sponsors.
For quality water well pump repairs and new installation, call Steve at Bilski Water Well Service at 979-830-1298. They'll get your water flowing again, no matter the brand of pump or tank. They can even improve its taste and use by installing an iron filter or water softener. Bilski Water Well Service offers trenching service and free estimates on new wells. Get the best water out of your water well. Call Steve at Bilski Water Well Service at 979-830-1298. No job too small.
This is Cole Wagner with LaRoche Chevrolet Buick GMC. For 60 years, this community has put their trust in our dealership, and we're here to say that our commitment to our customers is just as strong today as it was when we first opened. Our inventory continues to grow, and our staff is ready to serve with that great customer service you've come to know. Our service and body shop experts are also ready to assist with whatever your vehicle needs may be. LaRoche Chevrolet Buick GMC, your family-owned and operated GM dealership, supporting the local community since 1962. Located on Highway 290 West in Brenham.
Are you ready to build that new barndominium you've been dreaming about? Or maybe it's a new workshop, a storage building, or even a metal house. DDM Custom Metal Buildings in Brenham and Bastrop is ready when you are. DDM has been fabricating metal buildings in Texas for over a quarter century, so you know you can trust them with your project. Try their interactive design demo at ddmbuildings.com or stop by their office and let their staff explain the many options available for style, panels, color, and design. Choose the industry leader for your metal building, DDM.
Would you like to be part of something bigger than yourself or even Brenham? While we gather for worship on Sundays and Wednesdays like most churches, at Christ Lutheran, there is so much more to the story. Like the vast number of lives impacted in our region and beyond are responding to God's love and sharing what we have been blessed with. Want to make a difference or simply be a part of a community that cares about others and relationships? Come just as you are, Christ Lutheran, where everyone fits.
It's the first day of the first grade, and she found a new best friend. It's a laid-back Sunday afternoon you wish would never end.
The homemade taste of Bluebell and good friends gathered round. The good old days are being made right now.
Her original gold-rimmed homemade vanilla, the country's gold standard of ice cream flavor since 1969. Its hand-cranked taste takes you back to simpler times. That's why we put the word home right on the carton.
The good old days are being made right now.
Look for Bluebell ice cream at all Brookshire Brothers stores and at all Arlen stores.
All right, as we come back here, let's take a look at the final stats for Washington County. And Avery Meyer was 2-for-3 in the game with a pair of singles and a run scored. Stella Church, 1-for-3 with a single and a run scored. Lily Landaway was 2-for-3 with a single, a triple, and 2 runs scored. Briley Margist was 2-for-3, had a single, a double, and 3 RBIs in the game. Remy Baker, 1-for-3 with a single and a run scored. Ansley Growlander, 1-for-3 with a double, an RBI and a run scored. Remy Drain, 1-for-3 with a single and an RBI. And then Ava Merkley was 2-for-3, 2 singles, an RBI and a run scored. Audrey Smith, 1-for-3 with a single and 2 RBIs. And that is the look at the stats there for Washington County. And we are going to wrap it up after we take it back to the studios. And let's hear 3 minutes from our sponsors.
Mr. Windshield in Brenham is a proud supporter of the Washington County All-Stars. As a business in the Washington County area, Mr. Windshield prides themselves on giving the community the best service at the greatest prices. They can fix any repair, from a small chip in your window to quickly replacing your complete windshield or window. For all of your auto glass needs, call them today or visit us online at BrenhamAutoGlassRepairs.com. The Mr. Windshield crew would like to wish the Washington County All-Stars and their coaches good luck.
Builders By and By put the convenience in the term convenience store. When you're in a hurry and don't have time for the hassle of a large grocery store, head to Felder's By and By at 2111 South Market in Brenham. They offer grocery staples like bread and milk, snacks, fountain drinks, ice, lottery tickets, and top-quality Shell gas. Need to cash a check? Take advantage of their check cashing service. And it's so fast. Park right at the door, run in, buy what you need, and say bye on your way out. That's Felder's Buy and Buy, the convenience store.
Double D Glass Services is your residential glass service provider in Brenham. Do you need glass fixed or replaced? Then Double D is the place. Whether it's shower doors, mirrors, tabletops, window screens, replacement windows, or stock glass, they have you covered. Visit their Facebook page to see before and afters of their previous work. For more information and estimates, call David Drain at 979-830-7938. Double D Glass Services in Brenham congratulates the Washington County All-Star teams playing in the Little League District Tournament.
Insurance can be confusing. Have you ever tried to figure out what your insurance policy covers or if your policy has gaps or limitations in coverage? Dahman & Associates in Brenham can help answer your questions. With more than 250 years of combined insurance experience, the staff at Dahman & Associates can guide you through the coverage you have and suggest what you might need. For experienced answers, call Dahman & Associates at 979-836-4241 or stop by their office at 310 South Bluebell Road in Brenham.
Being a part of your local community really matters at CSB. That's why you'll find the same friendly faces you know and trust to greet you at our doors. For all your personal banking and business banking needs, stop by and see us. Citizen State Bank, local people making local decisions since 1925. Member FDIC.
Want to support a local business with local employees? Come to Brenham's Napa Auto Parts. Pro Auto Supply isn't owned by some out-of-state corporation. It's locally run by caring employees who not only are the best countermen in Brenham, but only sell high-quality parts so you won't get stranded. Hydraulic hoses made while you wait. Thousands of parts for your cars, trucks, and tractors, and a huge inventory of filters. Come see Brenham Napa Auto Parts at 1102 South Austin at 5th Street or call them at 836-1964. Napa keeps Brenham moving.
All right, back we go here. Well, one last time. Once again, your final score, Washington County defeats Columbus here at the 7- and 8-year-old softball tournament. And so now tomorrow night, one more winner-take-all game to determine who's going to walk out of here with a championship.
Yep, tomorrow for all the marbles, you know, they both got to come out here, and the team that wants it the worst is going to get it done. You know, we're hoping that the weather holds off, that we can get it in. They're talking, you know, starting tomorrow, chances of rain pretty much all week, and that's out of our hands. We yep. can handle quite a bit as long as it's not lightning and everything. We're going to play. But, you know, both teams played really hard tonight. Yep. And, you know, for Columbus, they got to forget about this one. Come back and with the eye of the tiger, if they want to win, Washington County has to build off of what they just did and not take it for granted that, hey, we won this one tonight. Columbus is going to lay down tomorrow because neither one of these teams are going to lay down.
Absolutely not.
It's just, in my deal, it's going to come down who has that one bad inning tomorrow again.
Yeah. And you look back at Washington County, really got a lot of momentum riding on their side. After they lost Columbus first go-round, they dropped in the loser bracket, and now they've come back and won four straight.
Yeah.
So they're riding a good wave of momentum coming into tomorrow.
Yeah, once you get on a roll and you get that taste of winning, it's so much more fun to come down to the ballpark to get ready to play, because every one of these parents, fans, kids, they're going to tell you they're not, but they're tired. And, you know, this is where you got to grind it out. And remember, hey, you're playing for your town. You're playing for your community. And you're playing because you wanted to be out here. Mm-hmm. So, hey, if it's an extra day, it's an extra day.
Yeah.
That means it's one less day of summer. But, you know, it's a lot more fun to go out and play that extra day and get that W than it is to play that extra day and get that L.
Yeah, that is so true. Well, that's going to do it for us here tonight. I want to thank Madison for her great work on the boards back at the studios. Thank you to you, the folks at home, for tuning in. And as we always say, thank you to all of our sponsors who make our Little League broadcast possible. And for all of us here at KWHI Sports, Doug Brown and Darryl Kiki saying good night, everybody.